The upside to celebrity affairs. Infidelity always seems to make the headlines, whether it involves the politician of the day, the young starlet, or the sports figure. Interestingly enough, if you watch men on the street interviews or listen to co-workers on their breaks, you will hear those who are outraged, angry, or disappointed at the news, while some folks actually support the adulterer, or at the least excuse their behavior. All of which reminds me that for each of us, there are differing moral standards, despite the fact that when we are in church or synagogue, we espouse a party line against adultery. In that conclusion, folks, reminded me of the fact that each spouse in each relationship must come to grips with what they will and will not tolerate. There are some couples where an open marriage works. Neither partner has an issue with it. The situation allows them to avoid the pressure of always having to be there for and to satisfy their wife or husband. There are others where they pretend to ignore the knowledge of an affair because they do not believe in divorce for religious reasons, or because they do not want to break up the family, or they value the material goods that they have over fidelity. Still others take marital vows seriously and will accept nothing less than monogamy in its totality. Even though this should have been discussed before your wedding day, you need to have a frank discussion with your spouse about infidelity, in part to clarify expectations and ground rules, in part to learn more about your spouse. Must we be monogamous? At the risk of shocking some of you, the answer is truly one for the specific husband and wife to come to grips with, together, issues of religion and societal morality aside. Bottom line, I think that the exploits of these famous folks can serve a positive purpose for their fans, their admirers. The real question, the initial question, is will you and your spouse make the time and effort to be honest and explore this topic before any actions become fodder for your local community or your inner circle of friends' chatter? Enough said.